Many American traditions are English in origin. Here's a new one. Supporters of respectable charities are bearing it all, or at least most of it, for the arts. Charlotte Renner reports on a slightly risque fundraising scheme that started in England.
In 1999, in the tiny town of Rylstone, members of a pedigreed charity who wanted to help cancer research decided to take everything off, except their pearls and a few well-placed props.
I was stood behind a rather large vase of flowers, flower arranging in the nude.
Moira Livesey is Miss May in the Ladies of Rylstone calendar. A grandmother of four, Livesey says the fundraising project has netted almost $1 million, and there's even a Disney movie in the works. No wonder there's a slew of copycat calendars, all published for a good cause. In Vermont, the men of Maple Corner undressed for local charities. So did the women of Tamworth, New Hampshire. And in Maine, a board of directors for a cash-starved public garden posed like Adams and Eves behind trees, rakes, and shovels.
Signing of that calendar.
To boost holiday sales of their calendar, they're spending a Saturday morning in a suburban garden store signing copies of All Together for the Garden, the McLaughlin Foundation 2003 calendar. Paul Tukey, a 41-year-old blonde, physically fit Mr. August, blushes a little as he signs his page, which shows an art auction in progress.
Well, I'm the auctioneer, and I am holding up a painting done by a local artist in Maine, and all of the other board members are bidding on my painting, and I don't have a lot on.
And neither do the bidders. But the calendar idea was a tough sell at first. Board member Nancy Homan says she first proposed it after seeing the ladies from Rylstone's lucrative calendar. Becoming middle-aged pinup, she argued, was a surefire way to make a sizable dent in the garden's $200,000 mortgage.
I brought that up, and it was pretty instantly put down as, we couldn't possibly do that. You're pretty crazy.
3 months later, though, with no other fundraising schemes on the table, the photo shoots began, in private, one model at a time. For the dicier group portrait, executive director Lee Dassler mixed up a pitcher of mimosas to loosen inhibitions and bought some band-aids and duct tape for women too shy to go completely topless under their garden props. Lois Strickland, Miss June, was a few minutes late.
They rush over with a mimosa and a robe, and then Lee is looking at me and she goes, well, we're out of band-aids, but... And she pulls out the duct tape like a good Mainer, and I'm like, you're coming near me with the duct tape.
So she stuck a couple of Scooby-Doo Band-Aids on her breasts, which are further obscured by her forearm and two paintbrushes. Miss June appears as an artist and an easel in the garden.
And Miss May is right over here.
Oh.
At the calendar signing, Marjorie Rosenbaum got the McLaughlin calendar for her birthday, and she thinks it makes perfect sense to pose nude in an Edenic setting.
We're talking about Mother Nature. You know, we didn't come in with clothes on.
After collecting her signatures, Rosenbaum agrees to become a supporting member of the garden. The calendar has expanded the list of potential donors, and at $19 each, it's already raked in $50,000 since its September debut on the McLaughlin Garden website. If they'd kept their clothes on, the models say, they would have been lucky to break even. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Falmouth, Maine.